Husey and Kate catch up.
Hello, everyone. We're off on holidays at the moment. Oh, Husey, can you rub some suntan lotion on my back, please?
Absolutely. I'm not going too low, though.
No. I get very burnt between the legs. I understand.
Whoa. It's going to be professional. But we want to leave you with a little bit of Husey and Kate greatness.
Yes. Mm. We're coming back January 21. Put it in the diary.
But until then, enjoy some of our favourite bits from this year.
Kate, we have a bit of a hero amongst us.
Well, yes, but an uncharacteristically modest hero. And I wouldn't have known anything about it if it were not for this message on Instagram to Husey, where apparently he did something incredible for a homeless man this morning involving the police, a restaurant owner.
It wasn't this morning. I think it was.
Yeah, it says this morning.
No, it was yesterday, I believe. Well, it was a couple of days.
You made him feel so valued. So when was it?
You should know.
It was recently. I'm busy. And I don't know why we have to waste time talking to the lovely writer of this message.
Well, because this is incredible. Hello, Dana.
Hello.
Hello, Dana, and I really appreciate the message.
And the time you took to write, but also no one is more astounded by this than me, who, if I had to count on my fingers and toes the selfless acts that Husey's performed in the time I've known him, I wouldn't even have to take a glove off.
Sorry, I gave $5 to someone $20 actually to someone outside my comedy gig the other night. He asked for the money.
It was a taxi driver.
No, what?
Now, Dana, tell us this story. So what happened to this lovely fella, this 70-year-old man?
Well, I do pass him quite frequently. He's often asking for money down the street that I walk past, and some days he likes a chat and some days he's just more interested in getting on with it. But this day I stopped to give him some change, and he really, really wanted to chat to me, and he had this sparkle in his eyes.
Yes.
And
what day was this?
It was Sunday morning.
Oh, Sunday. It Sunday, Husey?
Well, I mean, it's Dana's story. I'm a mere bit player in this story.
And he said, do you know this restaurant here, there, everywhere? And I said, oh, I think I know what you mean. And he said, look, I had a really bad morning. Being homeless, he was living in that area, and the restaurant manager had said, get out of the area. And he said, I went off at him. I was really cranky, and I went off at him. I shouldn't have, but I did. And I went off at him and said, it's really hard, and I have a right to be here too. And anyway, the restaurant owner called the police. The police came, and he thought, here we go again. always in trouble.
And then, hang on a sec, Dana. And then what happened, Husey?
What happened?
Yes.
Well, I turned up.
Did you?
And I helped the situation.
How did you help?
How did I help?
Yes.
According to the man, I helped a lot.
Well, not
didn't
according
I?
To the man. According to you, what did you do?
What did I do? I worked my magic.
Dana, what did he do?
The man said that Husey stepped in and spoke to the police on his behalf and just said, let's give him a break. It's really hard out there on the streets, and just made him feel really valued.
Well, that is lovely.
Heard. As I said on my message when you replied, or I replied to you, I said thanks for the beautiful.
You just said thanks.
I said thanks, yes.
Thanks. Dana, can I tell you something I find a little odd? Husey, where were you on Sunday? Aren't you filming your TV show?
Yeah.
In Sydney?
Yeah, well, yep.
Oh, it might have been on Saturday. Sorry,
yeah,
I'm
quite
a
Saturday.
Newborn baby. I forget to remember my name at the time.
All right, this is what...
Do you know what?
What? All right. Look.
You've got something to tell Dana, don't you? And all of us.
Why can't the world just hear good stories? Why can't I be the hero of a story for once? Look, all right.
Why can't you be?
Dana, I don't think... I think he might have got me confused with someone else. I don't think it was
Dana, it definitely was not him.
What if it definitely wasn't me?
It definitely wasn't you. You remember. Dana, your homeless friend.
Half the community.
Why do we have to shatter people's illusions, Kate? She's told everyone that I was a hero. Why can't we just go with that? I probably would have done it if I had been there.
I don't think you would have.
I might have. I might have done even more than what I supposedly did.
He he was so sure it was you.
Well, let him believe.
Understood.
Yeah, I would have.
Well, don't take that away from him.
Don't take that away from him.
Because you're really taking it away from his.
Exactly. God, I want to get an Order of Australia. And this has been the start. It's been the stepping stone. I really
wonder who it was.
Next time I will do something nice. Thank you, Dana. Who do you think it was, Kate?
Will Anderson.
It wasn't Will Anderson.